most of these things, but it sounds like you're going to get everything you ever wanted to know and probably more from this talk. But there are two or three main themes that I hope to work on a little bit this morning and impress you with how important they are to what's happening offshore, not so much from a regulatory point of view, but from an interest and development point of view, and why there's so much interest and emotion related in being able to continue exploration and development in offshore areas, not only in the United States, but globally, because there's an awful lot in it for the industry. Three general kinds of topics that I want to press on. One is that the greatest potential for new significant discoveries of oil and to some degree gas outside of the Middle East, which remains the giant, is offshore. The big companies don't find, in most cases, the kind of targets they're used to dealing with in onshore areas that have become more mature, with the possible exception of the underexplored areas like the Arctic basins. And so they are finding these offshore. So there's a big stake for the energy industry in being able to be very active offshore to find the size of prospects that their company models are built on. And secondly, from a science and engineering point of view, and perhaps countering some of the things that are said about technology not being able to be the solution to our energy problems, in the case of our continued capabilities in developing oil and gas, particularly offshore, technology has allowed and is responsible for the fact that the famed Hubbard Peak of oil occurrence or gas occurrence keeps shifting to the right, because we keep finding more. We are able to look in places we couldn't look before. We're able to produce in places we couldn't produce before. And some of those resources that are being discovered and being produced are of such a size that they really do move the needle to the right significantly.